The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. Monday to Friday. 9 to 12 p.m.
You made it to Monday. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You're feeling good? I know you may be feeling good somewhat because you have a life to live, but every time you wake up to some reality, and it's a reality that you'd rather not face, like the economic situation that we're in. Everything seems to be just climbing and climbing and climbing, and not your salary, not what you have in your bank account. The interest rates are not so great too. So, should things stay the same, the way they are, would you survive the next 6 months? We are in a storm, and some even call it an economic pandemic. We survived a viral one. Now we are in an economic one. Food prices going up as a domino effect from the petrol price and so on. Load shedding makes it no easy as well. And obviously, Russia-Ukraine is the reason of where we are. Politically, don't even get me started, because you heard Ralph Mateja this morning talking about it too. We are also on shaky ground there. As a South African, I'm sure your anxiety levels are just getting higher and higher. The question is, you've survived the first semester of the year. We just entered the second semester of the year. But should things stay the way they are, like they say in Latin, ceteris paribus, all things being equal, would you survive the next 6 months? One of the biggest threats to our peace and one of our triggers to anxiety is that we feel responsible for everything. Everything is personal. Is this personal? Is there a way that you can navigate it so that it doesn't really shake you as much? Well, we don't know. The clinical psychologist will try and give us maybe some tools to use there, right? In the last hour, I'll be talking to an economist who's going to tell us what the future holds, how the rest of the year looks like. So stick around. Birgit Dlamini has already made some prudent moves. I wish I were him. Where Dlamini? RIT, I must tell you that I conducted a risk assessment where I started seeing the signs on how to survive these challenging times that we found ourselves in. So I immediately downgraded to using public transport instead of using my car. And monthly, it was costing me around 6,500 rands to use my car. Public transport is costing me 2,600 rands. I have opted to no longer use electricity for cooking in the house. We're using gas. Solar lighting inside the house most of the time. I believe I can survive the rest of the 6 months that are left. You! And we're not saying nix. What can you do? Pasek, all the way from the Northern Cape.
In my city, everything is increasing. Food prices, petrol prices have gone sky high, but the salaries are remaining the same. Will I be able to survive for the next 6 months? Of course I'll be able to survive, because I'll make means. Yeah, but then, you know, my city, it's tough. It's very tough, because the salaries remain at that very same point. They are not going anywhere. They are not going up or anything like that. They're remaining there. My city, I was on the verge of buying a car, and I posted for a while because of the hey, who bid, who rough.
Are the next 6 months going to defeat you, or are you ready? Talk to me. TT, aka Taban Tlaka, the clinical psychologist. How do we make sense of this? How do we navigate it psychologically? How do we navigate it emotionally? He's standing by. He'll be giving us our three teaspoons.
Gooby, gooby, like all corners. Everywhere you go, gooby. It's not getting any better. It's getting harder every day. Survival. They usually say survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
But I do believe we will survive. We are a people that have learned to be resilient. Siwa sibuka kunjalo. We will make means somehow, some way. If it means cutting here and there, and I don't know how, but we will survive. We will survive, Manweti. We will definitely survive. Kuzoba nzima, it's not gonna be easy, but we will survive.
All right, Pesh.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
And this time around, they come through via our clinical psychologist, that is Taban Clark. Atiti, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A meaningful morning to you and all the listeners.
Bona, when I get that call and I don't know the number and maybe it's a debt collector, what do I do? Because I get it, this situation, I'm the one who put myself into it?
Yes. So, and the temptation might be to want to avoid that call. But the prudent thing would be to respond to that call and make plans. I think it's the ability to manage our emotions. And we normally say emotions are very hard to control. So it's better to change the way you think or change the way you behave. And then you are able to then influence how you feel. But the prudent thing would be, if you have a situation facing you, you better take the steps to manage, you know, organize for a different payment plan, adjust your life. So it's better to face what you are challenged with instead of, you know, finding yourself in a very terrible position.
And then how much of, and right now let's talk to the working class. And you and I know they take care of not only just their immediate, they also take care of their extended family.
Yeah.
But in that position, it is so hard, it is so difficult. Mm-hmm. How do you not put yourself first?
Well, you'd have to put yourself first because maybe, so we do understand that it's tough. It's really tough right now. People are going through a terrible time. I want to reframe it a little bit for us.
Yes.
I want to say we see it as we are going through a tough now. But if you look at humanity, so we know that the story of human beings is that sometimes in life things go well and sometimes in life things don't go so well.
Mm.
And if you are open to that idea, you are better positioned to then adjust when you need to make adjustments, like right now. So things are tough and you are helping your family, yourself, and a few other people, and you're responsible for that. Now you are in a time where adjustments need to be made.
Yes.
And so the story is not to say you have failed. The story is not to say that there's something wrong with you. You are looking at what's happening right now and saying the context requires for me to shift, to make an adjustment so I can survive today so that then I can build for tomorrow. So you have to take care of yourself. So that you are well enough to be able to take care of other people. Because if you take care of other people and you neglect yourself, everybody's going to struggle. It's that story of the strong one in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are being able to support, help everyone. And what you are doing is also with your love, you are crippling people. Because when you are struggling, everybody's used to you being the hero, going out and making the difference. And now that you can't, then everybody is in a tough situation. So I would recommend that you have to recognize the context you are in, take care of yourself, make the adjustment, help everybody adjust with you, and then survive today. Then you have a better chance to fight for tomorrow.
I'm talking to Taban Clark, a clinical psychologist. We're talking about if things remain the way they are financially, economically, would you survive the next 6 months? And my last question to him is this. As humans, whatever we're going through, whether it has happened before, whether it is cyclical, whether it is inevitable, you can't help but make it about you. You can't help but make it something about you. So how do you manage that? What are the tools to make it not so personal?
So I'll say we have to distinguish, you know, there are different what we call explanatory styles, the way people explain situations.
Yes.
Because a human being is a storytelling animal. We tell ourselves stories all the time. So the optimist would say, look, I'm going through a situation.
That's right.
And this situation is temporary. This situation is something that is going to adjust. And this thing happens to human beings. The optimist will think like that. The pessimist will say, this thing is permanent. This thing will always continue. And this thing, the universe has conspired to hurt me as a human being. So I would say we want to move from thinking that the universe has an evil plan to attack you personally, but to be more of an optimist, to say, as the person I'm going through, it's not just me. Maybe my situation is terrible, someone's situation is worse, but we are going through this difficult time. So how do I, where I am, try and make the... How do I survive today? I think you had a caller who said he made adjustments. He was thinking about his transport. He was thinking about his gas.
Yes.
So you need to do those things. And then remember, there's the short term, there's medium term, there's long term. In the short term, you have to survive. So to think that then, in my situation, what do I have that's available to me, and let me survive now. And things will look different in a different season, and then I can get back or things that I lost, or I can adjust, or I can go back to our work. So we have to think of it that way, to be more optimistic as opposed to pessimistic in our thinking and in how we explain things that happen to us.
Tabang Tlaka, thank you so much for the wise words, and all the best, and may you also survive the next 6 months.
Thank you very much.
Have you paid attention to how you are feeling lately? I mean, this is a tough time, but how much of it is it your fault? And how much of it is out of your control? Because it's important for you to distinguish that. In the next hour, I'll be talking to an economist. We have been here before, right? How did we survive it? Some of the questions I'm going to be asking him. But your voice notes via 0636-880-959.
Yo, Uncle T, it's all so hard. Imagine I just added a new member to my family. So I have a very, very tiny, very expensive human being in my life. Mm-hmm. And electricity bill is high.
Yes.
I've even opted to gas now. I hate gas, but I don't have a choice. So now I use gas stove. We have those rechargeable lights. And everything, the car is just parked in the garage. No one uses the car anymore. We're also using Patco and all of that. So yeah, I'm hoping with the new person that's in our lives that everything goes well and we're able to survive. I can't wait for next year. I'm hoping that things will be better then.
Yes,
well
sir.
Done. You've made it past the first semester of 2022.
Mm.
How are you feeling before I ask you what's coming?
How are we feeling? Do we, Uncle T, when you look at my eyes, do they look like they're in good shape?
No, out of if this was a course in life and I was the lecturer and I needed to grade you, you get a D.
That's pass, yeah.
That's a pass. That's it. You've made it. You're here.
Wow, that's a pass.
Yeah. My question is, come December,
yo,
what will be your grade?
Yo. On a wing and a prayer for me.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is that my wings have been clipped. The prayers, they are running out of steam.
Yeah.
And we are only halfway through.
Because prayer also comes from experience, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What you pray for is basically a wish and a hope.
Exactly.
And it should be answered, right? And should it not be answered, how do you get more energy to pray for more?
This is the thing. Mm. Because, I mean, the hope keeps getting lower and lower and lower. But you pray.
No, but you've been here before, actually. The only difference is that you were not necessarily at the steering wheel because your parents were. If you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were even songs for you and I, Angie.
Yes. Mm.
The cost of living is too high. Remember those songs?
Money's too tight to mention.
Thank you very much.
That's my dad's favorite song.
There you go. So, we've been here before.
Yeah.
How come it's hitting hard now?
I think it's also just the circumstances and the context that we find ourselves in. It's not just bad news on one end.
Yeah.
It's bad news everywhere.
Mm.
It's
right.
Bad circumstances across the globe. Wherever you look, just something is happening. And every time you think, you know what, this is where we can rest, we can recoup,
and then
we
can
reprieve. Nope, there is no rest. There's something happening all the time. And there's just, I don't know, there's just no rest. There's no time for you to take in anything.
So then avoid news then. Don't listen to Nosipo then.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's right. Uncle T will give you the news. But honestly, Uncle T, yeah, it's a lot. Like, besides the news, just everything. I mean, when you go to the shops, everything costs more.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
How are you going to survive the next 6 months? That's my question.
I need a prize.
My answer is don't adult. What's yours?
Hi, but you cannot adult when heaven.
I mean, I have to find something.
But you can't. I don't think you have the luxury, especially when you become a parent.
I don't.
Right? That's it. You take your adulting card and you head it in.
Yes.
That's it. You have to adult when you're a parent. The rest of us can go and hide.
You've got that option.
No. She can't hide.
Oh, because of the cows?
Yes.
Yeah.
They need to be taken care of.
They do.
Even when no one is buying or making money out of them, you still have the responsibility of taking care of them.
I don't know. If anyone has a suggestion on how we get through this rest of the year, I'm open to those suggestions, eh?
Yeah.
I'm out of them.
I'm hoping Dumiso Hadebe will give us some perspective because we'll be talking to him as an economist. We've never
Wonderful.
We've been here before. But the question is, how did you survive the last
fail? Exactly. Mm. Because some people were not here to see that survival, so they need crib notes.
Especially those who are now in the steering wheel of their lives. Mm.
Those are the ones.
How do you navigate it? Because in the first hour, we dealt with your emotions, your mind.
Yes.
And the one thing that came out of there is, be careful what you tell yourself.
Mm. Oh, that's
what
important.
What your thoughts, what your words.
Yes.
Are you pessimistic or are you optimistic?
Because it could be going bad, but it's how you actually position your mind that is going to...
And how much of it is it your fault?
Yeah.
We've been here before. Historically, that is. And the reason we didn't feel it, chances are our parents were the driving seat. Not even chances are, our parents were the driving seat. So they shielded us from the storm, so to speak. We are now the current generation of parents. So the question, therefore, is how do we survive this storm? Lessons, if any? Dumiso Hadebe, the economist, is here. The biggest question, of course, is should things stay the way they are financially, economically? Nothing changes. Would you survive the next 6 months? Ndumiso Hadebe is here. Ndumiso, good day.
Good day, Pati. How are you doing?
Long time no see or smell.
No, indeed. I think we are navigating what is quite an interesting state of affairs in the economy.
But I like how you always give us a good perspective on how to approach this thing. It's not our first time here, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. It certainly isn't, Prachi. And I think particularly from past economic historical events, there are a number of things that we can learn and that we can also apply, particularly in the type of environment that not only globally, but as South Africans, that we're trying to navigate, given the high cost of everything that is going up. But there are some key things that we can then be able to do to really keep our head above board amidst this really volatile time.
What are those?
So I think one of the things that have come out quite strongly post 2022 and COVID-19 has really been this idea of inflation. I think we've heard that word quite a lot over the past year or so, and that has been as a result of a number of things. You'd remember back, I think in 2021, there were a number of stimulus packages that were issued by governments all around the world to support both entrepreneurs, consumers, and the poor and so forth. And for instance, in the U.S., we saw the U.S. issuing out a $2,000 check for U.S. citizens, which has been attributed to driving inflation in the U.S. in particular. But in South Africa, our inflation story has been particularly linked with the Russia-Ukraine story. And that's just one element. But there's an element that I'd like for us to focus on here in this instance, which is really managing what our lifestyle inflation looks like during this time. So it's quite easy, Bratibos, for instance, whenever one had received an increment or one has gotten a new work or whatever the case might be, a more disposable income, I may have reduced my debt over the time when interest rates were relatively lower. And now I start to increase the number of things that I want to acquire or my cost of living. That is one area where I think as consumers that we need to really delve deep in terms of looking, what exactly is it that I need and what exactly is it that I want that I don't necessarily need in my lifestyle presently. And it is from that one element that I think some reductions can be able to be leveraged to create more disposable income in our pockets on a day-to-day basis, which is a very difficult exercise, but I think it's necessary for all of us in this particular point in time. The second one, Brati, is on the investment side and how we structure our investment portfolio. So different people have different asset classes in their portfolios. Others have some real estate that they're managing. Others are invested in equity markets. Others are invested in crypto. Others have cash saved in the bank, not necessarily doing anything per se. But there are opportunities in what in investment and finance is called a bear market. Okay. A bear market is an instance whereby we are seeing a consistent decline in the prices of assets in the investment space, which then presents an opportunity to buy either equities or certain investment classes at a cheaper rate than we would have previously because of this environment. And so when we look at the markets from a medium to long-term perspective, you find that you can buy certain assets at a cheaper rate that after we have gone through this period or this cycle over the next year or two or three, you can then be able to realize the positive gains from purchasing that particular asset or those assets in particular. That's on the one side.
Sure.
The other side, Brati, is on the question of side hustle. What are some of the demands that you're seeing in this particular environment? And you would note that a lot of the demands from an energy point of view have been on this question around renewable energy and inverters, solar energy and so on. And there's been a particular constraint in the South African market where there's one specific manufacturer of solar panels in South Africa. Now, that presents another opportunity to say seemingly this energy crisis is something that is with us for quite some time. What are the opportunities that are there in deploying whatever capital that I have in positioning myself to be able to derive the uptick in this particular demand? And those are just some of the things that I think we can then be able to leverage in this particular environment.
In essence, what you're saying is even when we are going through a difficult time, there are opportunities. But let's now bring it home. I'm talking to Ndumiso Radebe, by the way, if you just tuned in. He's an economist and is trying to give us perspective of how to survive the next 6 months. Now, are we going to end where we are? Is it going to be worse or will it get better by December?
Well, between now and December, Brati, it depending particularly on the situation with respect to the Russia and Ukraine war and the shortages of oil in the market, that is likely then to continue to exacerbate the situation in terms of the price of petrol that we pay on the pump. And of course, again, that would continue to then have an effect on the goods that you and I buy in the grocery stores and so on and so forth. But again, unless there is another intervention that is put together by the government in terms of another subsidy of the cost of fuel, that may relieve the cost of living for South African consumers. But again, despite what is likely then to happen in terms of the uptick in inflation, and I would anticipate inflation to moderate mid-2023, assuming that, again, there would have been some amicable resolutions that would have been arrived by that time, that consumers then in this instance, because those are externalities that are not necessarily within our control, that it's important then to manage our own inflation baskets in terms of the things that we need versus things that we want in this environment until the external situation starts to ameliorate with the coming of time over the next 6 months.
Ndumiso Radebe, always a pleasure talking to you, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for you as well for the next 6 months.
Thanks so much, Brati, and thanks so much to the KFM listeners.
Ndumiso Radebe, that is the chief economist at KH Equity Partners.
Take the last six. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I remember ubuza lo mbuzo ngo-2020 ukuthi if kwenzeka ukuphelelwa umsebenzi, will you survive ngama-savings akho for the next 6 months? But I got scared because mangibheka ama-savings ami bengeke ngisurvive in 2 months. After that day, but I started changing my ways. I can safely say manje ngingasurvive for the next 6 months ngama-savings ami. Survivor, thanks to you.
Oh, Mrs. L, thank you.
I think I'll make it to the end of the year. Hello, Donnie Tomaka, 2020 ka March. I got an early high, so I was receiving the full salary. Only got back Komerokonka October 2020. March until September, I was using only the portion of grocery. The rest, I put it into fixed deposit. Wow. And now, re-downgrading, gas for cooking. We only use the other appliances for electricity. Heater, Huberka water bottle, and I stopped using public transport. She saved me 1,000. My transport is nearly 2.2, so now I only pay her 1.2 for the whole month. So I think I'll make it to the end of the year.
Well done, Kidu. Well done. 100 rand, no dealers. These days, 100 rand, 10 rand. And now, I'll show a road to sell 20 rand. I'll show a taxi, sell 25 rand. Like, from town to gas in J, sell 25. Ow, how did we get here? Surviving, I believe, if I can survive for the next 6 months. But it's going to be a very, very, very steep hike.
The Best Tea in the City, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.